It's been cool. I mean, he's fit in pretty good. Communication's been going good. And I just think as a unit, we've been taking the right steps each day, just trying to get better, working on the things we've made mistakes on. I think that's what's been great about our unit. We haven't made a lot of the same mistakes. And when you could do that, it keeps giving you room to grow and get better as a unit. And I think we just have to continue to do that leading into the season. Well, the first 2 weeks, I mean, I think the hard thing for the rookies is you get used to practicing against a team and then going to play. It's a lot easier than, you know, trying to watch film, just going off scouting reports and stuff like that. So that's the biggest difference now, is we actually really get into kind of a regular season mode as far as watching film together, trying to get things just from film and going to the game that way. So it's starting to really get us prepared for the season. No, I mean, you just have more conversations, I think. It's not as easy as playing it live, you know. I think when you're doing it at practice against a team, you can talk about it right there on the field, and sometimes two guys can come off and say, hey, I saw this. I saw this is what it really was. And when you're on film, you might see something you think is similar, but it might look a little different in two different games for one team. So you just got to talk about it and make sure you get on the same page as far as how we want to see it going into the game. Yeah, I think so. I think anytime you get out there in the game atmosphere and you're playing, and then like you said, with the refs out there and then playing together, I think that's always key going into the season. It's better than, you know, the first time you go out there as live bullets. It's actually count. I always think it's good to get some of the preseason reps in there. So, I mean, but hopefully we don't see as many flags as we've been seeing this preseason throughout the game. It's a little different, but we have some of the same issues as far as how we're covering guys too, like tight ends coming off the line of scrimmage, things that you might have gotten away with, you might not get away with. But I think it's hard to try to change your whole game. We don't want to start giving up long passes and touchdowns just to say I didn't want illegal contact. So hopefully they just reduce the flags and we get to play a little bit. Not really. I think as a DB, you're trained never to look for a flag. It makes them throw more. But, you know, just while even last night watching the game, it just seems like, you know, every couple plays, there's another flag. So it'll be tough for people trying to watch the game and have work in the morning and stuff like that. Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's that much tougher. I think a lot of it is putting your rules and what you do as a defense into what they're doing. So it's just guys talking about it and seeing stuff the same way and being on the same page. And as long as you can do that, you just put your rules and what you're doing to that.